Well, we are opening up this week's inbox, and I have one of our fabulous counselors in the studio with me, Jim Grosbeck. Hey!
Well, hi, Lisa. It's good to be here.
Very great to have you. Always a fun face to see here in the Boundless studio. So, how's your day been?
Well, it's been very good. If you would just tell my wife that, I'm sure she would appreciate hearing that.
Give her an update.
That I'm a fun face, yes.
Yes, okay. Well, we'll do that. We'll make sure to let her know. Well, we're going to have you answer a question today, and I'm sure this will be a fun one for you as well. So I will just read it and let you tackle it from there.
You bet.
Our listener says, my boyfriend's roommate is unemployed, collecting unemployment, not looking for a job, and doesn't pay anything to expenses. He eats my boyfriend's food, drives his car, lives there rent-free, and doesn't show any gratitude. My boyfriend says if he doesn't provide this stuff for him, then he would be homeless, which is probably true. While I love that my boyfriend is so giving toward this guy, I think he is being taken advantage of. What is the Christian response?
Well, we're going to be talking about giving it a different type of gift, and that might be interesting. But let's assume that this roommate is not mentally ill, okay, but rather irresponsible, lazy, unappreciative, and entitled. If he's mentally ill, then what you need to do is contact the appropriate the authorities, and then also his family. But we're going to assume that he isn't. So you're most likely correct. The boyfriend is being taken advantage of and needs to define his role as friend rather than mother or doormat. And furthermore, sleeping underneath a bridge might help his roommate get his act together. The Christian response on this one is really quite simple. Give the roommate $50 and with caring firmness expel him from the apartment immediately. Two verses really come to mind. One is, if you don't work, you don't eat. You can find that in 2 Thessalonians 3:10. The other one is a little bit more interesting, is faithful are the wounds of a friend. That's Proverbs 27:6. Some personal advice that I'd like to give the boyfriend, just in terms of relationships. It's really important to differentiate between intimate relationships. That would be something like a marriage, friendship, ministry opportunities, and also passive dependent persons, which his roommate falls into that category. The first thing he needs to do, your boyfriend, is really establish a community of solid friendships, then they can kind of help him out if he runs into this type of problem again.
Yeah. Well, and it does sound, she doesn't give any indication of like how long this has been going on. I mean, it's one thing if you are out of work and you're going to help a friend out and stuff, but it sounds like he's kind of moved into this expectation almost of this kind of behavior and this kind of help.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, he's just basically unappreciative.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you know, not only is your stuff mine, but, you know, very, very entitled and very unappreciative. So we need to kind of give him a piece of cardboard, show him where the nearest bridge is, and to relieve your guilt, give him $50 and wish him well.
All right. Well, good advice. Tough love on this one. I guess some of our answers require that here at the Boundless Show. And definitely good advice, I think, for those of us that are looking at our own situations and either wondering, could I get into this kind of situation as the person who enables someone, or could I be the person that is going to be tempted to freeload off of someone when I'm in a difficult spot or whatever. So either way, I think we have to be careful, you know, and look towards responsibility, what is right, what's appropriate, what are good boundaries. So
absolutely.
Jim, thanks so much for weighing in on this.
You bet.
All right, everyone, that is it for this week's show. Write to us at editor@boundless.org if you want to submit a question for the future, because we love to answer them. All of our questions that we deal with here on the show are real questions that have come in from you all, so we can't believe how many different topics are addressed. So, but until next week, make sure you are listening to the shows and keeping up on them. Let us know what you think. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.